There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So I came back from holiday and I hear that Tom Urquhart is in LA at the Golden Globes, and I thought, he's hosting the Golden Globes? I thought, that's fantastic. There's a very strong argument, Tom Urquhart, that you'd host the Golden Globes very well. Welcome to the program. So how is it?
Oh, bless you guys. Just the very fact that you thought that is an honour, Tim. But unfortunately, some bloke called Seth Meyers has got the gig.
Ah, well, I'd have put you there anyway. So looking forward to what happens in not that long. I know it's very early in the morning with you, Tom, but you must be prepared and ready for action, I suppose.
Yeah, as prepared as you ever can be. It's a difficult one, the Golden Globes. Yeah, you're right. It's, what, just up 7 o'clock in the morning here. So a couple of hours before we head up to the Beverly Hilton. Need to be on the red carpet for around about 11:30 midday. They shut that down at 1 o'clock, and then the stars start coming in their throngs from 2 o'clock all the way through to 4:30 local time here in Los Angeles. I say you can only do so much because when you look at the list of nominations this year, well, if you look at the list of nominations any year, it's a tough one to call, because this is one of the few award ceremonies that honours both stars of movies, but also stars of the TV screens. As we know, those lines have blurred in recent times, and therefore you've got a real who's who of the industry who seem to be turning out in force to show a face of unity against what has been a difficult 12 months for Hollywood and entertainment.
And Tom, if you're a woman, the first question we probably would have asked you is, what are you wearing? So just to give you your dues, what are you wearing today? Not right now, later.
Sir? I've dusted off the Tom Ford, so that'll get a run out from my side of the red carpet.
Fancy.
But yeah, the dress sense is going to be an interesting one, because obviously in light of the hashtag MeToo campaign, which has been very, very vocal and very, very active for several months now, it looks like, and as long as everyone's got the memo, as long as everyone's got the email, it looks like every single female nominee and guest will be turning out wearing black on the red carpet for the very first time today, which could make something of a very, very loud statement.
Mm. Well, we were questioning this earlier on, but you make a good point when you put it that way. Against the red carpet, everybody in black may well make a much stronger statement than many of us think right now.
Yeah, I mean, there was even chat. We were down there yesterday just to get our bearings and things like that. And I was trying to get a little look at what colour the carpet itself was, because there had been some sort of rumours doing the round that they might break with tradition and go with a non-red carpet. However, that was very much under wraps. I don't think the Hollywood Foreign Press Association would go that far. But the sort of giggles we've been having, and I know it's no laughing matter, obviously, but the giggles we've been having is that you're just hoping that everyone's got the memo and the email from the union, haven't you? Because you don't want to be the one turning up not wearing black if everyone else does.
And Tom, you've done this before. Do you think that the atmosphere is slightly different this year because of the nature of those people that are absent?
Yes. I think it's a double-edged sword. It's the recognition that the industry needs to stand together and show face in light of criticism and difficult times, and the knowledge that they're sort of coming to terms with the mistakes that the industry as a whole and individuals within that industry have made in recent times, and the fact that they've got away with it for so long. In the same breath, though, I think let's not forget that, what, this time 12 months we were looking at a very politicized message coming from the Golden Globes, and I don't think they want to lose their opportunity to have that say as well again today. So it's an interesting one. I think there was a celebration of all things entertainment, because they realize that they are still a voice, and they realize they still do have this influence on the nation. But at the same time, you don't want to be dancing on tables in light of recent allegations against certain individuals.
All eyes, I guess, on Seth Meyers' opening monologue. That's going to be the focus of lots of attention, of course. Let's talk about some of the movies. I suppose the standout one really is Guillermo del Toro's. We had this here at the film festival just last month here in Dubai. But Shape of the Water has the most nominations of any film. I think 7 for that. That looks like a shoo-in. But just run us through, Tom, if you would, some of the others that you think may do well, if indeed there is anything else that stands out.
Yeah, I mean, Shape of Water is certainly the headline getter at the moment, and Guillermo del Toro is also up for Best Director. But it is a very, very strong... I mean, we're just going back to what we were saying earlier about... I can't remember in recent times such a strong turnout of some of the big names of the industry. And if you look at the fact that del Toro... Who should get the film itself will get recognition. It goes without saying. Will Del Toro get Best Director? I don't know. He's up against Nolan. He's up against Ridley Scott. Steven Spielberg's got in there with the poster as well. And, of course, Martin McDonagh for his Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which is also one of the hotly tipped movies that are going to be making noise throughout proceedings this evening. So keep an eye out on that one. And then you just work. I mean, just to look at any of the actual categories themselves that have been released. We've talked a lot about the competition within the film category. There is chat that Gary Oldman might sneak in for Best Actor for his portrayal of Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour, which has only been released very recently as well. But Call Me by Your Name as well. From Luca Guadagnino, that has got a lot of plaudits, and a lot of the critics suggested that will pick up. And we haven't even got onto the TV series yet, where it's The Crown. They're back for another series. Can they bring down Game of Thrones? But then you look at the fact that they're up against the likes of The Handmaid's Tale, which came out this year, and last year, and got a lot of critical acclaim, and Stranger Things as well. So very close categories. I don't think there are many suggesting that there are any sort of shoo-ins when it comes to categories, apart from possibly Greta Gerwig's directorial debut with Saoirse Ronan as well. It's called Ladybird, coming-of-age story of a young girl within her family and her environment. A lot of people saying that that one is a shoo-in for awards later on.
It's going to be a busy night for you, Tom. I don't know if you're looking forward to talking to somebody in particular. You talk to all kinds of luminaries of the international celebrity world, but is there one person that you're particularly keen on shouting their name out on the red carpet?
Look, I've always had a huge amount of respect for Ridley Scott. I've never had an opportunity to interview him. If I got the opportunity today to have a quick word with a man who has, you know, just breaking boundaries. And not only that, you know, a man who is revered within Hollywood, but has also helped put the British film industry on the map in no small ways. And when you look at the actual nominations today, the number of Brits and Irish nominees that have come over, and that's increased in recent times. So if I get a moment with Ridley, I know he can be a little bit waspish at times, but if I get a moment with him, if I get him on a good time, maybe speak to him about cricket or something else, we might be in there.
Smart move. I like it. Tom Urquhart is in LA for the Golden Globes, forerunners to the Oscars. It's on tomorrow morning, UAE time, 5 in the morning, but your day has well and truly started. Tom, nice to talk to you. All the best.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.